KXSF WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. CBS News has learned of high-stakes negotiations between Israel and Hamas that could lead to the release of some women and children being held hostage in Gaza. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
One constant has been prioritizing civilians, roughly 50 in particular, ahead of releasing any Israeli military members also held hostage, according to one of the sources familiar.
President Biden reporting back after his first face-to-face meeting with Chinese President Xi in a year.
We're reassuming military-to-military contact, direct contacts. As a lot of you press know who follow this, that's been cut off, and it's been very worrisome. That's how accidents happen.
The Senate's averted a government shutdown tomorrow night, approving a plan to keep some government agencies funded into mid-January, others into February. Appropriations Committee Chair Patty Murray is not a fan.
I do not care for this idea of two funding deadlines and double the shutdown risk.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce you were stolen.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a run on new opportunities for high-speed internet in rural Wisconsin. The state has $42 million worth of grants to give out, but the number of applications it got asked for more than 221 million. More than 251,000 locations in Wisconsin still lack service, and about as many have internet that's below current standards. The Public Service Commission will now start poring over the applications. People who help their older and disabled loved ones at home for no money are asking for help from the state of Wisconsin. Martha Cranley is director of AARP Wisconsin.
Each year, Wisconsin's unpaid family caregivers provide about 538 million hours of care to their parents, spouses, and partners, and they do it for no pay.
A bill called the CARE Act would require hospitals to work with caregivers to make sure they're getting what they need. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Lake Wissota Railroad Bridge project has been postponed indefinitely about a year and a half after the town of Lafayette voted to undertake it. The town entered into a contract with the Canadian National Railway Company to raise the railroad bridge along County Highway X by 18 inches, allowing larger boats to pass underneath. Residents raised over $260,000 for the project, but chairman of the town of Lafayette, David Staber, says Canadian National raised the costs. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources was forced to dispatch a buck in Rusk County after reports that the buck was acting strangely and had a green fluid coming out of its mouth. The DNR sent the buck out to be tested for chronic wasting disease, but noted there may be a different cause for the buck's behavior, like having been injured in a fight with another buck or hit by a vehicle. Northwest Wisconsin has already seen a number of incidents of chronic wasting disease this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Bucks beat the Raptors without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks got the win over the Raptors last night in Toronto, the final 128-112, and they did it with Giannis out with soreness in a calf muscle. No problem. Damian Lillard had 37 points. Brooke Lopez.
You know, he's a one-man offense. Absolutely got us going on that end. And that's something we really need to continue working on. He's going to be such a huge part of that.
The WIAA State High School Football Tournament kicks off today in Madison. Games today and tomorrow. The school with the most state titles is St. Mary Springs in Fond du Lac. They've got 9 state titles. Kimberly and Stratford have 8. College football. After beating Wisconsin and Madison last weekend, Northwestern names interim head coach Dave Braun the Wildcats' new head coach. Braun, age 38, was hired as their defensive coordinator just 10 months ago. Former Badgers head coach Paul Christ was a potential candidate. Meanwhile, the Badgers will host Nebraska this Saturday night. The kickoff at 6:30. And that's a look at sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
It's going to be warmer, but it's also going to be windy today. Partly to mostly cloudy, up to 65 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 40 or 45 here throughout the day. Tonight, 29. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Quite a bit cooler, 40. We'll be back into the upper 40s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Big party, man.
Yeah,
brother, dig it.
Stop it.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
Hey, good morning, Wisconsin. Yeah, welcome into the Earl Ingram Show on a Thursday morning. It's the 16th of November, just 1 week away from Turkey Day, Thanksgiving next Thursday. One of my favorite holidays, a time to get together with family and friends and give some thanks, right? Be grateful for what you have and the big bounty, right? Isn't that why the pilgrims did it originally, to be thankful? Although I've heard it said that it was actually the Native Americans that turned them on to the whole idea. But I think that Thanksgiving celebrations have been going on for millennia, right? Thousands of years in different cultures as the growing season comes to an end. But welcome into the Earl Ingram Show. By the way, I'm Stu Daniels, your guest host today. Earl will be back tomorrow, okay? And the first thing I want to do is give you some headlines. By the way, time right now, 7.5 minutes after 8 o'clock. And in the headlines today, the Brewers, you probably heard this already, the Milwaukee Brewers made the official announcement yesterday, naming bench coach Pat Murphy as the new manager of the club. Also in the headlines, Milwaukee announced a new $3.8 million plan to build new riverwalks and a dog park downtown next to the Milwaukee River. Wisconsin kindergartners have one of the lowest rates of vaccination in the country. And also in the news earlier this year, the Wisconsin legislature approved $125 million to clean up forever chemicals in our state. But now it looks like the corporations who caused the pollution may not even be held accountable. And one of the things we're going to be discussing today, I should mention, are banned books. Okay. You probably know that books are being banned at an alarming rate at school libraries across our state and across the nation. And I want you to stay tuned because coming up during our next segment, in just a few minutes, we'll have a guest who's been tracking the book bans in Wisconsin. Rory Linane, journalist with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, will be here, and she will be discussing her findings in several articles that you may have seen in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel over the past couple of weeks. And Wisconsin, I wouldn't say Wisconsin is at the forefront of banning books, but we have banned, or at least school districts in our state have banned, quite a few books already. And Rory Linane will be joining us to let us know what she's found in her journalistic endeavors, going around and actually tallying up some of these book bans. And we'll be discussing that shortly, so stick around for that. And in fact, just to put an exclamation point on that topic, are you familiar with Pink? You know, the singer, Pink? I don't know her very well, but I've seen her on TV, and I know that song, Let's Get the Party Started, right? But she evidently, last night and the night before, had shows down in Florida while she's out on tour. And at these shows, she gave away thousands of books, banned books, books which have been banned. I guess as a statement, she obviously doesn't agree with these books being banned. And I want to give you a little bit of the story from an article in The Hill. This is a story that was posted, I believe, on Monday of this week. And it's talking about Pink giving away these books at her shows down in Florida. And the article has a headline that says, Pink to give away banned books at Florida tour stops. And it starts out by saying, Pink wants to get the party started against Florida book bans. The singer, and by the way, Florida is one of the leaders in banning books. And that's why I'm guessing why she wants to make a statement in that state. The singer says at her upcoming concerts, and since this article was written a couple of days ago, the concerts, as I mentioned, were last night and the night before, she'll be giving away thousands of books that are prohibited in the Sunshine State's public schools. The 44-year-old performer and the free expression organization called PEN America, and we'll be talking more about that organization in this show. The singer with the organization PEN America, along with poet Amanda Gorman, announced the effort on social media on Sunday. Pink, who is poised to perform at stops in Miami and Orlando this week as part of her Trust Fall tour, will give away 2,000 banned books at the concerts. She said in a post on Instagram, I'm a voracious reader, and I'm a mom of two kids who are also voracious readers. I can't imagine my own parents telling me what my kids can and cannot read, let alone someone else's parents, let alone someone else that doesn't even have children that are deciding what my children